College basketball's big weekend is upon us. Tomorrow, the men's Final Four in Minneapolis features two newcomers and two veteran teams. But tonight in Tampa, Florida, it's the women's Final Four, Baylor, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Connecticut. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is here to break it down for us. Hi, Tom.
How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing well. And let's start with the overall number one seed, Baylor, against Final Four first-timer Oregon.
Baylor has last lost a game December 15th of last year. They have won 27 in a row. And their head coach, Kim Mulkey, still is trying to convince people that Baylor isn't the favorite. Jeremy, they're the favorite. Number one in the nation in block shots, rebounding, and on offense, the nation's fourth best field goal percentage, meaning the Bears convert a good number of shots they take. They have two dominating low post players, 6'7" Kalani Brown, 6'4", Lauren Cox. Very hard to get to the basket with those two in the key. And Oregon may not even try. The Ducks shoot a lot of three-point shots. They shoot from all over the court. They have a very versatile offense led by Player of the Year, Sabrina Ionescu. She's a fantastic playmaker. Another top player is Satu Sabally, a 6'4 guard forward. But as good as they are, it's a huge challenge for Oregon.
And by the way, that is coming from an Oregon alum, Tom Goldman. So there you go. You
trying to be objective.
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about the other game. This is Notre Dame versus Connecticut. This is really one of the great rivalries in women's basketball.
It is. This is the 50th time they will play, including their eighth meeting in the Final Four. Notre Dame has a couple of great guards to keep an eye on, Arike Ogunbowale and Jackie Young. Ogunbowale, you may remember, shot down UConn last year with a last-second shot in the national semifinals. UConn doesn't have the transcendent stars that it's had in the past, but it has Katie Lou Samuelson and Nafisa Collier, and after an uncharacteristically down year, meaning the Huskies lost twice, they're playing well and they seem to be peaking for the at the right time.
Why is UConn not a number one seed for this tournament, as they have been, I feel like, for my entire life?
Well, since 2006, they've been a number one seed every year since then. They're not as great defensively or rebounding. In early February, Gino Auriemma, the head coach, said in his inimitable fashion, "We kind of suck this year." You know, they've used the no number one seed as motivation. They're in their 12th straight Final Four. That's a record for both women and men. And they still do have this sense of royalty with 11 national titles. They haven't won since 2016, and they seem to determined not to flame out in the semifinals for a third straight season.
And there's a rivalry between the coaches of Notre Dame and UConn too, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah, Muffet McGraw and Gino Auriemma. There's a new chapter in that as well. Recently, McGraw, the Notre Dame head coach, she's been speaking out against the increasing numbers of male coaches in women's basketball, while the reverse, women coaches in men's basketball, is practically nil. McGraw says that's wrong, that women should lead women, and she's had an all-female staff since 2012 and says she doesn't intend to hire any men going forward. Now, Auriemma responded by saying, "I hope she sends a thank you to all those guys that used to be on her staff that got her all those good players that won a championship." So if the rivalry wasn't spicy enough, this adds to today's game.
That is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman talking to us about the Women's Division I College Basketball Tournament, which wraps up this weekend in Tampa, Florida. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.